If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on BizTalk Radio. Well, my first guest today is Jean-Paul Sinclair Lewis, and he's the author of the new historical novel, The Tricolor and the Scimitar. And it took 7 years of research. And if that were not enough, he's getting ready to embark on a trip up the Nile on a 19th century side wheel steam cruise boat to conduct more research for the sequel. Jean-Paul, are you crazy or what?
Man, I always like adventure. Anything that will get me out of the house to kill the tedium and boredom of life.
Yeah. Okay, so you've written two books about the American West on the Buffalo Soldiers.
That's
Buffalo
correct, yeah.
Gordon and the sequel, Buffalo Gordon, Fighting on the Plains. And those were nominated as the best novel of the West by the Western Writers of America. You've published short academic work for the American Waterways and Underground Railroad. How did this new project come about?
Because it was never done before, and I wanted to put the readers into my character's head. The Tricolor and the Scimitar is actually the first novel, and hopefully I'll be finished with the sequel in about 9 months or so. And so this one here recounts Napoleon Bonaparte and his army of the Orient's 30 to 35,000 men, women, and children who invaded and occupied Egypt and the Holy Land between 1798 and 1801. Now, the book opens with the conquest of Malta in June of 1798 and then moves to Egypt and the death march to Cairo, the Battle of the Pyramids, the annihilation of Admiral Nelson of the French Mediterranean fleet at the Battle of the Nile. Initially victorious on land, but now he was marooned. All of his ships were destroyed by the British. So Bonaparte and his troops of 35,000 soon confront fanatical resistance, insurrection, guerrilla desert warfare, the plague, ancient superstitions, slavery, harem,
yep,
and the birth of Egyptology. That's one of the reasons why I am going down the Nile to see some of those monuments that were only 200 years old, recently discovered by French archaeologists and so forth. And I used a lot of 19th century French military records, journals, and so forth to bring to life the thousands of actors of this incredible time in history, from rankers to famous generals to a young Bonaparte, who was only 27 years old.
By the way, he was obsessed with power, even at that age, and wanted to create his legacy.
That's correct. I think that Napoleon Bonaparte, I don't think, wasted a minute of his life. He didn't live very long. I think he was dead by 54. But this is a man who kept busy 24/7. He would sleep, you know, and nap style, a couple hours here, a couple hours there. But this man had an agenda already when he was a boy going to military school in France. And he seized it, and people followed him.
Yeah, unbelievable. So your trip down the Nile is happening in October.
That's
where
correct.
Where did you find the old boat that you're going on, the steamship?
Well, it's a French travel outfit that owns this concern. So I'm going with them. It's a small group. It only does this twice a year. And I had some friends who took that trip, and they raved about it. And I said, huh, you know, maybe I should do this trip. So I do it to get away from the maddening crowd. I don't want to be on a carnival cruise.
Right.
And seeing Egypt from the water and taking just little day trips, you know, appealed to me more than being with thousands of other people on well-traveled lanes.
You have been doing this for a lot of years, this writing, and you travel throughout the year, mostly to Europe, where you have family and friends. And so this side wheel steam 19th century cruise boat, will you be writing while you're on the boat? Tell me how that works.
Hopefully, you know, there is some downtime and so forth. A lot of reading, a lot of note-taking. You know, the things that I see, this would be primarily note-taking.
You know, okay.
Because, you know, I might as well do the notes while I have the objects in my eyes. Now, if I can write a paragraph here and a paragraph there, that's fine. But this is primarily research, note-taking, observe, smell the air, see what's growing, the people, because nothing much has changed there. And this is near the Sudanese border, so it's way, way up there, close to the Sudan and Ethiopia. So nothing much really has changed there at all and for hundreds of years.
So do you already know how this is all going to end? You already know in your head what the sequel will contain? Or are you going to...
Well, it depends. Let's get through the second one. I have other projects that I would like to do, but I might kill the series after the book two, so I'll have to see how I feel. I am working on a book right now about the French women, the heroines of the French Revolution, those who sacrificed everything to be part of the revolution, but they pissed off the men, and a lot of them ended up on the guillotine. So that's a book which I'm working on right now as well. It's more of a woman's book, because it's from the perspective of French women who came from all walks of life, and a lot of them wanted the same arrangements as the men, but they were denied those privileges that the revolution had introduced. And they protested, they complained, and they were activists, they held meetings. So that's a book for which I am keenly eager to do after I finish book two. I might just take a break and go to, as I call it, to those figurines in history that have been forgotten. Because they were very, very important during the French Revolution. They were activists.
Mm-hmm. That would be a wonderful book, especially.
Much more back then than now. Now there's not much activism. Not what I call real activism. Those guys will murder you in your beds. And I'm sure we know some people who would like to see murdered in their beds.
I don't know about that. Give me the title of this new book, though, the Tricolor and the Simtar.
The sequel, the name of the sequel is Death in the Holy Land. Death in the Holy Land. Now, I was in Israel 2 years ago to do the same thing, to visit all those areas where Bonaparte marched and laid siege to. So I've done that part. But this part, I want to see come to fruition in Egypt, too, because there's still some sections in Book 2 that has Lower Egypt in it. And so I want to see those places. And I'm sure you'll agree, it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Oh, yeah. You know, this sounds
adventure.
Like an incredible trip.
You'll be lucky to do it once, you know, in your life, an adventure like this.
Yes, yes. I bet you're just counting down the days so that you can.
I am.
Yes. Yeah. I bet. It sounds wonderful. You have to come back and let us know how that trip was.
I would love to.
Yes. Thank you so much. And the new book is out right now. This is the first, and we don't know how many more there'll be. There'll definitely be a sequel, but we do not know any more than that.
Sequel: Death in the Holy Land.
Okay, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for your time. Thank you
and
very much.
And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Biz Talk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer. Check out frankieboyer.com. Check out biztalkradio.com, and we'll be back in a moment.
So you're all finished with me?
Yes, we're all set. Thank you.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the...
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at Fine Natural Health Retailers.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter cap full of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us now is Maxie McCoy, leadership expert, with her brand new book, You're Not Lost, An Inspired Action Plan for Finding Your Own Way. And it is so nice to have you with us, Maxie.
Frankie, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about your mission in life, because you are trying to empower women in a way that is what? If I were to say, finish this sentence, your role in life is to empower women to become
connected back to their own power.
Okay. Tell us your story and how you got here, please.
Yeah, you know, I've had plenty of years of not connected to my own power. And, you know, this book, while it's not totally about me, does have some of my anecdotes. I, you know, was raised in Texas and spent the early part of my career in sports broadcasting, really focused on being the best on-air talent that I could be. And, you know, it wasn't until early on when I got a gig that was, you know, really important to me and a really big goal that I realized I don't actually want to be reading sports scores off of a teleprompter for the rest of my life. And I think, you know, we've all had that where that big goal, the bottom kind of falls out on it. And then where does that leave us? And, you know, that was kind of my own experience. And it led me down a journey and a rabbit hole for a couple of years of having to figure out what are the things that have always mattered to me. And it's a belief system that I think that actually where we're supposed to go is in everything that we've done. We have all the answers. We do know. We just need somebody to pull it out. And for me, that was coming back to women's issues and how much I've always loved to write. And that I took a writing class, which led me to working for a startup out of San Francisco that was completely focused on elevating the careers of women. And so I was on the road talking to women, and the one thing I heard over and over and over again is, I feel so lost.
You have three words: ditch, create, rise. Tell us about ditch, create, and rise.
Yeah. So the sections are really about, you know, ditch is how can I let go of all of the mindsets that are holding me in this feeling of being lost? And so an example of that is really, you know, this idea that we have to have the big picture all figured out, and it's ideas like we need to change in order to begin. So it's really looking at what are all of these things that I need to let go of to get into action, because action is where we start to build that sense of self-belief, not before it. And then create is about creating the actions and the small plans that get the wheel going, that get the path to open up. You know, we don't know the path before we start stepping it. We make it as we step. And so creating is really about what that looks like and who we need in order to do that. And then rise is about ascension. You know, what is it? What happens when we're actually creating this path? You know, I think we think it's going to be rainbows and sunshine. It isn't always. Expansion comes with its marks. You know, women have stretch marks when they expand. Humans have growing pains when they expand. And it's about learning to, you know, reframe that fear. It's always going to be there. It's just how do we turn it into friction?
Mm-hmm. And you also work with women and sharing other women's stories that have been there and succeeded.
Yeah, you know, I it was really important to me in this book that we can hear from other women. You know, I say in the book, like, I'm not a therapist. I am not someone who has done anything other than facilitate women's stories, which is what I am most passionate about. So I've tied all of those stories, but the women that have felt lost and figured it out, and, you know, women who feel incredibly lost still, and, you know, woven all of that information and that storytelling into one place. And, you know, that's something that is consistent for me throughout all the work that I do, whether it's facilitating panels or facilitating interviews for, you know, a digital show. It's, I think the reason it matters to me is,
I'm sorry, I just wanted people to know about your show, Let Her Speak.
Yeah, it's a live audience show that airs digitally, and it is about facilitating women's stories and lionizing the female voice.
That's wonderful. And people can find out more about that at your website?
Yeah, on maxiemccoy.com. It's M-A-X-I-E-M-C-C-O-Y.
Tell me your thoughts about the Me Too movement. And what has that done in the plight for women today?
Yeah, you know, I think it comes back to women's stories, right? You know, it's, we have been, you know, having to keep so much of our own trials to ourselves. And you see how much change and how much power, it's like a tidal wave of power can come when we are able to have a voice. And that voice came from community and came from a lot of women supporting one another and supporting their stories. And, you know, change has happened and it's going to continue to happen. It's not easy. It hurts. It's painful. But we're doing it together. And I think, you know, the Me Too movement is a clear example of the power of us using our voices.
Do you think that we're getting to young women a little too late? Wouldn't you love to see some of this being discussed and talked about as we were in middle school?
Yeah, I do. I do believe that it is changing. I meet some of these young girls and I'm just so blown away by their knowledge, by how much, you know, they're understanding the structures that are holding them back. But absolutely, you know, finding ways to have these conversations earlier and earlier is always going to be powerful. And, you know, I look around, I see a lot of these mothers of young girls and the conversations that they're having, and that gives me a lot of hope because we've opened the door on having these conversations. It, you know, it's happening in private settings all the time.
And where would you like to see the conversation go in another 5 years?
Oh, gosh, the closer that we can get to parity, you know, in across corporate settings, across women owning businesses, across, you know, venture capital funding, just the closer that we can get to 50-50, the better this entire world is going to be.
Absolutely. MaxieMccoy.com is the website. Check her out. Her new book is out, You're Not Lost, An Inspired Action Plan for Finding Your Own Way. And we thank you for being with us today, Maxie. Great information. Really wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
If you're sitting in traffic now, all stressed out, I suggest you take a deep breath in and think about this. Stress is a risk factor for elevated blood pressure at certain levels known as hypertension. I recently had my blood pressure taken and was shocked to see how high it was. A friend of mine told me about a new product called 120 Life, the first and only beverage created from a blend of 6 natural ingredients, each shown by clinical studies to help manage hypertension by normalizing blood pressure. As you know, 120 is the top number you want for healthy blood pressure. Well, I went back to my doctor and I was astounded when he told me my blood pressure was right back in that normal range. Remember this website, 120life.com. They have a link to all the clinical studies for each ingredient, and they also have free shipping offer going on today. That's 120life. Now even traffic feels a little lighter, right?
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And I don't know about you, but we have had the most humid summer in the history of record keeping in Boston. We've had more 90-degree days, today being one of them. It's already outrageously hot. Tomorrow will be even hotter, and Thursday as well. Yesterday was pretty uncomfortable with a very high humidity. But we're not alone. We're seeing record heat from coast to coast. We're seeing fires, the likes of which this country has never, ever seen. We're seeing rain that is just flooding communities. 6 inches of rain, 30 inches that just happened in Hawaii, 30 to 40 inches of rain. I mean, it's absolutely, who would have thought of this? How much the weather is impacting our summer. And joining us to explain what's really happening, because there's no doubt about it, summertime activities are being affected by climate change. And Frank Scalosi is with us. And Frank is the lead author of a report and is the Ohio-based former Toledo councilman and regional campaign manager for the National Wildlife Federation. Oh, my gosh. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Frankie. Hey. Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me on. National Wildlife Federation just put out a new report called Safeguarding Summer, where we look at climate change impacts on iconic summertime experiences. And you're right, it's more excessive heat. It's more excessive, very heavy rainfall. It's putting beaches in jeopardy and wildlife that rely on those beaches. It's warming waters up. I know that there is a some beaches that have closed from warmer waters and have attracted sharks.
That's right. Cape Cod in Massachusetts. We are every day we're hearing more and more about beaches being closed and.
Sure.
Even just waiting. That's right. Even wading in the water, a man was bitten. He got terrible bites, just like in a few feet of water. It's not like he went out swimming. He's wading on the coast. So
everything is connected. I mean, everything's connected, Frankie.
And we're also seeing
when you get warmer water. Things like that happen.
We're also seeing the West Nile virus explode, and on top of all of that, Lyme disease, which was once very regional, is now throughout this country and the world.
Correct. The driver of the rapid expansion of Lyme disease are ticks. Ticks, and there are three or four different species that we're concerned about, but in the past, the harsh winters would kill the ticks off. Now there's two or three generations, and their numbers have increased. And because of the warmer winters farther north, the range of these ticks have expanded. And as they've expanded, they've brought the Lyme disease to more parts of the country. There's another disease that a Texas tick is bringing north, which creates an allergic reaction for life to any type of meat consumption. So you get bit by this tick, it gives you this this issue, and for the rest of your life, no more barbecue,
right.
No more hot dogs.
Gosh.
And there's lots of unintended consequences from our inability to confront climate change.
Even baseball is affected this year. Baseball.
Our
summer pastime. I mean, the Yankees have had to make up more games. I mean, we've had to do a couple here in Boston with the Red Sox, but for the most part, a lot of games have been just rained out or just not able to be played. In the beginning of the season, there was more snow than usual.
That's nuts.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a record number of weather-related postponements for Major League Baseball. And you can multiply that for minor league baseball and little league and other folks who enjoy baseball. And so that screws with people's summertime calendar. They you know, get tickets to go to a game and it's rained out.
Yeah.
There are some solutions that are starting to be embraced. One is offshore wind, which produces sustainable and clean electricity. Another are electric cars and fuel economy standards that help our buses and cars and trucks operate more efficiently and putting less emissions out into the air. And so there are things that we can do to slow the transitions that we're seeing. But I got to say that once you see the transitions, these things are going to be baked in for a generation. And so if people are concerned now by these impacts, that just really reflects the urgency by which we need to, change some of our practices in
absolutely
national public policies.
And Frank, one of the things that we didn't even talk about is the algae, the red tide that happened in the west coast of Florida and Naples and Captiva and Sanibel, Fort Myers. I mean, really devastating effects that will have.
Heartbreaking images of manatees and by the hundreds washed up. Dolphins. That heartbreaking, it's just a lot of heartbreaking images. The businesses down there are mobilizing.
That's right.
Talking, the impact on property values, on tourism.
And the smell. It's horrible. So.
And there's public health problems, too.
So we've had, is this, in your opinion, one of the worst weather-related summers we've had?
Well, each summer we say that, and then the next summer it actually unfortunately gets worse. The hottest years on record have been the last 5 or 6 years, each one exceeding the year, each one a record breaker. And so it's happening not only in the United States but really around the world. These climate impacts are drying up. Lakes that provide drinking water for folks, and it's causing conflict because, folks who lived in one area are moving into another area, and the people who live in that area are they're putting up a fight. And so, we're seeing conflicts happening around the world based upon, changes to established water and land and other types of habitat. So it's not just an issue for our country, but really, obviously, the globe.
Now, what's so interesting, you say that the jobs, the economy, this is affecting health. I mean, we're talking about every single detail.
It's true. You mentioned in your intro that I was once on Toledo City Council in Ohio. A few years back, we had an algal bloom, and the toxins from the algal bloom overtook the city's water system, and about 500,000 people were told not to use the water, either to bathe, let alone to drink or cook with. The National Guard came in. I mean, hospitals had to scramble to provide clean water for patients. It was a civil emergency in Northwest Ohio because our drinking water was contaminated by algal bloom toxins. Where I'm at with Lake Erie, it's a rapidly warming lake, and the warm water. Like it attracts sharks up at the Cape, the warm water in Lake Erie helps algal blooms grow, and so we're dealing with record algal blooms here, like they are in Florida and in several other places around the country.
So we can't put a blind eye any longer. We must take action. And what's the best websites, and what can you recommend for people to find out more about the work you're doing and how we can reduce our carbon emissions?
Sure.
And all those things?
Well, National Wildlife Federation has some resources online. It's nwf.org/summer. And, you know, confronting climate change, it can be a great opportunity to build our economy. Think about the new industry of offshore, that offshore wind is going to provide, the new all the extra jobs for people who are going to work the boats and manufacture the, you know, the big.
We got to run. We've got to run. Thank you so much, Frank, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. But mostly.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home.
solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Joining me now is registered dietitian, nutritionist with over 20 years of experience, and Susan Schachter is back with us from 120 Life. And we've been talking with Susan about blood pressure. We call it the silent killer. And Susan, I just had a meeting yesterday, and the gentleman I was meeting with shared with me that his wife was 40 years old. 40 years old is obviously many, many years ago. And she had high blood pressure and never took her medication, never did anything about it, and wound up dying. She just died. And I, you know, we hear about stroke and we hear about heart disease, but, you know, it was so stunning the way he was sharing with us about her sudden death. And, you know, we think it happens to other people, but not with us. And it's so fascinating, isn't it?
It is. And you and I have talked about how it's sort of natural for us to avoid something that we fear, you know, like fear finding out we might have something like this. And the finding out puts the control in your hands because it is something that's so manageable. It's so manageable. If, you know, obviously, I believe our product works extremely well. And even if someone were not to use our product, with medication, with lifestyle changes, it is manageable. You need to get the control into your own hands with the knowledge. I would always say to clients, you want to make choices from knowledge. You want the knowledge.
Absolutely.
Then you choose what to do.
Right. Without that knowledge, none of us are any good. You have to get the information. And that's why
it doesn't go away. It doesn't change if you don't know.
I was going to say, it only gets worse. And when you're under stress and day in and day out, and you have the ongoing issues that we have as Americans, whether it's we're working longer and harder, and we don't have that, we don't have the ability to change things the way we used to. You know, there's a lot of things happening in our lives. We're all overmanaged. We're all overcommitted. It's just the way life, unfortunately, is. And now everyone is getting ready to go back to school. And this is a problem that,
yes,
as you said, will not go away.
No, it won't. It doesn't change if you don't. It doesn't change for the better or stay the same if you don't know about it. Right? It's still there. Yeah.
How can people, what do we need to say to people to make them realize that blood pressure is, as I say, if you know your shoe size, you must know what your blood pressure is. You just must.
I love when you say that. It's that simple. It's just that simple. Yes. The bottom line is what you and I were just saying now. If you don't know, it's not going to change for the better.
And it's not going to stay the same either. It's going to get worse, as you said. And the, your quality of life will be so drastically different if you don't get control over this.
Yeah.
It, to the point of, you know, as you say, stroke, heart attack, sudden death, right? And then now it's being shown that is it, that high blood pressure is implicated in dementia. It's horrible. I think I mentioned before a personal story. My father has dementia, and it is from mini strokes. And what did my father do years ago? He was diagnosed with high blood pressure. He took medication for a short time and then decided he didn't like the medication and just stopped taking it. And now he has dementia. And
wow.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
It really is. When the answer, you know, I'm not a big medication person, and I made a promise that if 120 did not work, that I would take the medication, and I actually went and got the prescription filled. I just did, because I didn't want to be put in a position of not having it filled. So I filled it. And I have to tell you, I did not look forward to taking medication. First of all, it's a real pain. And second of all, it's the side effects. And we don't know what they all are, but we know that there are side effects. And once you go down that medicine route, you're there. And so then you get thirsty, and my late aunt used to say, oh, gosh, I just hate that taste of the soldiers running in my mouth. She was so funny. But she said, when I don't take those pills for her high blood pressure, she would not have the soldiers. Now, I thought I was immune to high blood pressure. I thought I was very cavalier about it. I thought I was immune to it because everyone in my family has it, but I never did. And then, of course, it happened, and I got the high blood pressure. And so got the medication filled, and when 120 Life came that day, I started it. And I was very fortunate because my blood pressure responded quickly to this 120 drink, faster than most, I would think. Within a week and a half, it was back down to 120. I'm encouraging everyone, find out what your numbers are. Find out what that blood pressure is. If you are loving your life, don't you want to be able to have the freedom to continue with that life? When you do not know what those numbers are, you're playing Russian roulette with yourself and, more importantly, with your families.
Yes, because one in two of us has it.
That's right.
One in two Americans has it. So those odds are pretty high. So you want to get control of it. And 120 Life, look, 120 Life is so effective. I'm not saying it works for every single person, but it's so effective. And from what we've seen and from the studies on the ingredients, it works for
a huge
number of people.
And it's all natural. And the ingredients are good for you. Who doesn't need more hibiscus and beets and pomegranate? And, you know, these are gorgeous ingredients and expensive and beautifully done in a very tasteful drink. It's 120life.com. Check out Susan's videos and all the things that are, all the information, because it's all on that website. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you all. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.